TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I started producing topical items during lockdown to keep my neighbours entertained. All the recordings are made inside my cosy cabin for that extra sense of calm. And naturally enough, I call them cabin conversations. I hope you enjoy them. Cabin conversations about World Chocolate Day. This annual celebration possibly has the oldest roots, dating from July 1528, when conquistador and explorer Hernan Cortes brought the first viable cocoa beans back by ship to Spain from the Aztec Emperor Montezuma II of Mexico, Southern America. Yet the observance of World Chocolate Day on the 7th of July globally was only chosen in 2009 due to social media pressure. A bit like the Dubai pistachio-filled chocolate bars, which started a worldwide viral media trend 2 years ago. Millions of people suddenly wanted it. Although other chocolate recognition days do exist, internationally and locally, with many countries choosing different calendar dates. Despite Cortes being credited with introducing chocolate to Spain and endorsing its health benefits as the divine drink which builds up resistance and fights fatigue, the people had to still improve the bitter, watered-down bean juice by adding cane sugar and mellow spices such as nutmeg or vanilla essence to create a more palatable drinking experience. The Italian explorer Christopher Columbus actually brought the very first cocoa beans to Europe earlier in 1492 on discovering the Americas, though failed to promote any real interest in the drink. Indeed, Spain quickly found its citizens addicted to chocolate, something reflected in the growing consumption statistics today. The top five countries are America, fast approaching 390,000 tons of chocolate annually. Second, Germany. Third, France. Fourth, UK, with Cadbury's brand showing the top 73% of sales in 2025. And lastly, Italy in fifth place. So who did invent the first chocolate bar? It was the UK company J.S. Fry and Sons, previously pharmacy owners, who purchased a reputable chocolate company based in Bristol and made the very first chocolate bar in 1847. Rowntrees of York won the prize medal at the Yorkshire Fine Art and Industrial Exhibition in 1866 for their rock cocoa, and this became a staple product at their works. Cadbury's of Birmingham were awarded the Royal Warrant from Queen Victoria. Indeed, during the Boer War in 1866, the Royals sent out a bar of chocolate to every soldier. Though Cadbury's made their true mark in 1868 with chocolate assortments, popularised in fancy boxes. However, 7 years later, the Swiss company owned by Henri Nestlé managed to perfect milk chocolate, adding the once baby formula sweet condensed milk to the processed Dutch bitter cocoa powder. In fact, Nestlé produced a world premiere white chocolate too in 1936 and still available today. They bought out Rowntree's in 1988 and now own such classics as Smarties, Aero and Kit Kat Incidentally, the latter was named after a famous mutton pie in the historic Kit Kat Club, London. 1962 was a time of highs and lows for chocolate in the UK. Roundtree's introduced their classic dark chocolate-coated wafer-thin After 8 mints. The name derived from the clock set to 1 minute past 8 p.m. on the box and aimed at adult indulgence after dinner. Meanwhile, the British government decided to make money from the consumers in a different way, bringing in a 15% purchase tax on chocolate and confectionery, being previously exempt as classified simply as food. There is debate over the most expensive modern-day luxury chocolate. The closest may be La Madeleine aux Truffes, a 70% dark chocolate containing rare French Périgord truffle, made by Danish artisan chocolatier Fritz Kernischild from $250 or £185 per chocolate truffle. What is known, the rarer the chocolate, the higher the price, no matter the quality. For example, a 100-year-old bar of Cadbury's chocolate was auctioned in London for £470 back in 2001 because it was remarkably well preserved and had travelled with Captain Robert Scott on his first expedition to the Antarctic. Surprisingly, the ancient American Aztecs had used cocoa beans as currency, and even faked beans out of clay to fool unwitting traders. Speaking of fraud, apparently due to the world crisis both environmentally and economically, chocolate has become a tempting commodity for criminals. One supermarket told the BBC that chocolate theft cost it £250,000 in 1 year. Of course, chocolate is not just for eating or drinking. It has many other unusual applications as well. Luxurious spa treatments paint on chocolate to enhance hydration and nourishment of the skin while lifting the client's mood. In the film industry, they have used chocolate syrup to make fake blood. And the University of Warwick successfully fuelled a Formula 3 racing car on a mixture of waste chocolate and vegetable oil. In addition to these initiatives, chocolate has inspired many a location, from hotels like the Chocolate Box Hotel Bournemouth, with themed rooms, workshops and tasting sessions, or chocolate tours, such as York's Chocolate Story Truffle Rolling Tour and the Chocolatarium Tour Experience Edinburgh, making edible souvenirs. Visitor attractions include the Chocolate Museum in London with virtual online access and outreach chocolate workshops, and Cadbury World with its £8 million Cadbury Quest Adventure Ride. Bay chocolate, whether drinking, eating, baking, or exploring, be a sustainable sweet treat for you in the best way.
DNF Soundings.